Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Arterius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
Three four four nine one.
And what's your name, ma'am?
It's under Sean Booth.
Sean?
Yes, somebody's been trying to charge on our credit card three different times.
All right.
I don't understand what's going on because we haven't authorized anything, and they locked our card. So they
That's unfortunate. It's for that tactical bag that's what they're trying to order.
A tactical bag?
Yes, ma'am, a tactical bag.
What's that?
It's like a bag that comes with a lot of different type of gadgets and thing if you like to be out in
a
while.
Tactical bag, but he's not. I know what you're talking about with like to break the glass if you're in the car and all that.
Yes, ma'am.
We already have all that. And was he put on some kind of? Is this the company Spyglass or something?
That may be a vendor's name. But you should be. Do you see Tech Gadget?
Tech Gadget.
Yes, ma'am.
But how do they have this information?
You said where?
How did they get this card information? He used his checking account. His debit card to order that. He never used this.
All right, with that GrooveMonster1967 at Yahoo. That's your email address.
Yes.
And that 9377 Southeast 164th Place, that's your address in Somerville?
Yeah.
All right. And that phone number is 352-257-23190?
No, it's not 275. It's
352-572-3190.
Yeah.
All right. That's the information that they put in when they placed the order.
He said this is for a tactical bag that you ordered. This is the information that you put in when you ordered it. No, it's for a tactical bag.
All right. If he didn't order, I had to transfer you to our fraud department. They will open a formal investigation, but that's what it's for.
He said it's for this address with your name and phone number.
I ordered the goddamn bag. I tried to pay for the shipping, and it declined it. Okay?
Because they locked your card. She unlocked your card already. Yes, this is for $5.74. Three different times he tried it. You must have tried it three times.
I tried it three times. It declined me three times.
Quit yelling.
I'm not yelling. But why did it charge me if it declined me? Okay?
Because the company thought it was a fraudulent thing. They were trying to help us. This is what Capital One does. They think it's fraudulent. When I called, he said it's for a tactical bag.
Mm-hmm. It's because the bag is free. All I had to do was pay for shipping. And because I used the MasterCard, I got 28% off of my shipping.
Okay, that's why you're using it. Okay. Okay. Well,
I wanted to use it. I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay. So it's unlocked, and you can now do it. You can use this card if you want to.
Well, how come it was locked in the first place when I first tried to use it?
Because when this company or the tactical people,
when I hit it.
When you tried, they thought, ooh, this looks fraudulent. He's got it. He's got
all
it.
Right.
Thank you for your assistance.
Yes, ma'am. I got you. I just went ahead and got you guys canceled out because this is a subscription, and it is other charges that may come along with this. So I just went ahead and got the account canceled, ma'am. And I got the cancellation code for him.
Okay.
All right. So now if he wants to do it again, if he wants to order this thing that's coming in the mail for free ship at $8, you're saying every month it's probably going to charge him, right?
Yes, ma'am. And it won't be $8.
How much is it a month?
It'll vary because you guys... He'll have access to that site where everything would be free. He'll pay shipping, and he'll receive a voucher of $125. But that membership fee varies from like $49 to $54. That's what he'll be receiving monthly.
Has he been being charged for this every month?
No, ma'am. He hasn't been billed, period, right now. But I did want to let you know that because I heard you speaking about the bank and them you know, taking that release off, taking that hold off the card. So I did want to inform you. So just in case you didn't expect that membership fee, then I would advise him to order that bag.
Would not advise me.
Yes, it's a membership fee that varies from $49.95 to
$100. Okay, no, I've been a member of it, but I have. It's a $77 a month thing that I pay them. I'm not understanding. Why am I?
I'm not seeing that 77. Right now, it's just trying to bill them for that shipping.
This is something different than that. It's probably within the same company, but
it's from the same people.
Yeah, so if you buy this bag, you will be a part of a membership, is what you're telling.
Okay, never mind.
Another one, yeah. So you got to read the fine line in print.
So if I say, okay, send me this bag, and they do, then I'm now a part of another membership.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. How do you know that? That's smart. Very smart. Thank you very much. I will not buy that. I'm going to be a membership of something else.
You wasn't looking. Here, baby, here's your card.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir.
No problem, Ms. Booth. Would you like for me to verbally give you this cancellation code?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, we'll write it down. He'll write it down right now.
Just let me know when you're ready. But yes, ma'am, you guys are fully canceled out. There won't be no future charges or surprise charges of anything.
Okay, yeah, all right, yeah. Thank you. What's the number?
It's C as in Charlie, 261-161. 829. All right. All right. Well, I thank you guys for calling for some support. Know that you were fully canceled out. And you guys have a good day.
Okay, thank you, you, too.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. Good day. Thank you.